local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you into a Wednesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon drive home each and every day. Joe and Austin with you for the next 3 hours, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world on December 13th, 2023. 4:10 right now. Traffic and weather update is coming up in 5 minutes or so. If you see anything out there, you can let us know two ways. One is the text line. It's always open at 850-437-1620. And the traffic line, 850-2626-111. One issue we'll tell you about right off the top here is that Scambia Fire and Rescue crews are on the scene of an apartment fire at this hour. This is off of Davis Highway near 9 Mile. The apartment complex is the water's edge, so they are in that area there, so don't be surprised if you see heightened activity and slowdowns there. We'll check in with Austin in a couple minutes to get the very latest elsewhere. Also, a lot of prescribed burns in the area today, both in the Scambia and Santa Rosa County, so a lot of smoke throughout the area today. That's the reason why I haven't received any word and reports today that those burns have gotten out of control. Of course, that has happened a time or two in the past here, but so far so good here today. Getting started with our top three stories today, Israel has started pumping seawater into the sprawling network of tunnels in the region used by Hamas. Israeli forces say the militant group uses them to move around the battlefield and store rockets and ammunition. Also, Israel facing growing international pressure due to its military campaign.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
That's John Kirby. Yesterday, President Biden said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, has to change. Hunter Biden will not respond to a Republican subpoena surrounding his business dealings. Republicans wanted Hunter to testify privately today, but in a surprise move, he held a news conference outside the Capitol and said he would only testify in a public hearing.
I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
And Biden says that he's made mistakes, but adds his father was never involved and went on to call the impeachment inquiry shameless. More on that in a moment. Federal Reserve policymakers today are leaving rates unchanged.
Inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's good news that it has eased without a significant increase in unemployment. Adding the Fed will proceed carefully as it continues to try to bring inflation down to 2%. Those are our top three stories today. Our top local headline is a guilty verdict today from an Escambia County jury in the murder trial of 53-year-old Brian Easterling, the former Baker fire chief. Testified today that it was self-defense, but the jury found him guilty of first-degree murder in the death of 63-year-old Michael Evers at his car repair shop in June of last year. Easterling reportedly said that he was put on edge by Evers when he went to the shop to collect $25,000 that was owed to him and that he was panicked when he shot him. However, prosecutors say video evidence showed him calmly firing the weapon while Evers had his back to him. Easterling then looked for the money, covered up Evers' body, and took his phone. Evers was found 3 days later when police did a welfare check. That's our top local story today. More local news right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather. Good afternoon, Austin.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. You?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right.
This first traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Windows. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we have like a lot of congestion in like a, more of a sporadic way, just every here and there. For example, at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard, we've got some building up there. Same can be said about the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, also Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, and even more so Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway. Got some issues there. North Davis Highway itself, speaking of which, if you're traveling northbound to and from Creighton Road, that's going to give you some issues. Same with North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Olive Road. We've got some issues there. The main one, though, in Pensacola right now is Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. Perhaps you're just getting off of I-10. You may be backed up a little bit. As for Santa Rosa County, we had an accident report on Dogwood Drive near Park Avenue. In that area, there is some minor congestion being caused right now, but nothing too severe at the moment.
All right. Thank you, sir. Checking in with our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast for today.
Cool and breezy weather over the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday. We're keeping low temperatures in the morning in the 40s, high temperatures during the afternoon in the middle 60s, and yes, the breeze. We're going to have northeast winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20 to 25 on both days. No chances for rain, partly cloudy skies. If you are looking for a chance, we do have a small chance late Saturday and a slightly higher chance on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Currently, we are at 64 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, 49. Breezy tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 64. More local headlines today. We start in the city of Milton, where a new representative has been appointed to fill the 4th Ward seat on the city council, but not everybody pleased.
Cronyism. It's a noun. It's derogatory. The appointment of friends and associates to positions of authority without proper regard to their qualifications. Side note. Cronyism is a form of corruption. Congratulations, Shari.
The majority of public speakers had voiced support for Kathy Ellis. However, it was Shari Sebastio who was appointed to the Ward 4 seat in a 5-2 vote. Sebastio has served previously on the council twice by appointment before losing elections to keep the seat, and that same scenario could play out next November when the winner will serve out the remaining 2 years. Also this week, the Escambia Children's Trust signing off on $4.7 million being dished out to 16 organizations to run out-of-school programs for a second year. In recent meetings, there had been much discussion over whether some organizations were spending too much on salaries and professional services, whatever that is. Board member and County Commissioner Lumen May says organizations need to do a better job proving that the programs are meeting their mark.
Unfortunately, when people are bringing these reports in, this self-reporting, we're making these significant gains and strides in education and in all these gains. Well, that proof is not in the pudding in our schools. They're still failing and warranted on the west side in my district and District 3.
The board did vote to not renew grants for two organizations, the Children's Theater and Urban Development Center, which had served the Century area. Also, in school news, of course, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the Florida Department of Education this week releasing their school district report cards, getting reaction from Escambia Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard.
Thank you to our hardworking teachers, school admin, staff, and most importantly to our students at all school sites for what they've been doing and, more importantly, what they're going to do.
And Leonard tells us they've been preparing for the testing all year long. It measures proficiency and adjusts as students are taking it. He says the district ended up with 11 A schools, three of which had improved from lower grades last year. 419, we'll take our first break this hour. Back with state headlines, national news as well. Pensacola right now, off and running on a Wednesday on News Radio 92.3.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Friday morning at 10:30, join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! News Radio 92.3.
Just hear the sleigh bells tingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you boo. Come on, it's
4:23 on Pensacola right now. Happy Wednesday, one and all. Joe and Austin with you here, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world. About another minute away from another check of the roads and weather. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Today's top story in the state of Florida is that three teachers are suing the state over the new law that bans transgender or non-binary K through 12 teachers from using their pronouns. The lawsuit says in part, quote, Florida enacted a new law that pushed one plaintiff out of their teaching career and threatens to do the same for the other plaintiffs. Under the law, those in violation could have their teaching certificate suspended or revoked. So, go ahead.
And lawmakers in Tallahassee are hearing a presentation today on a new law expanding private school vouchers.
Yes, there have been bugs, but by all means, we have full confidence that we're going to be able to work through whatever bugs, concerns that schools and parents have and work towards this victory that was school choice in Florida.
Members of the Florida House Choice and Innovation Subcommittee are discussing House Bill 1. The bill allows all K-12 students, regardless of income, to get a taxpayer-funded voucher to attend private school. It went into effect in July.
More state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days, a great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Right now, 64, 49 for the overnight low tonight with mostly cloudy skies. As far as the roads go,
In Pensacola, we were touching on just some mild spurts of traffic in our last update, and we do have some developing a little bit more. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, we've got some issues there still. Also, North Davis Highway, if you're coming off of Creighton Road and traveling northbound on North Davis, expect some issues there. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, and Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, giving us some issues there, too. And Pine Forest Road, that's been the biggest one so far here today. If you are traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. Other than that, it's just mild spurts of congestion here and there. Hopefully nothing that'll hold you up too long.
All right. Thank you very much. Elsewhere in the state of Florida today, Bridget Ziegler not stepping down despite protests from parents at the Sarasota School Board meeting last night.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Bridget Ziegler's got to go!
Very catchy there. The board did vote in favor of a resolution calling for her to resign last night, but since it's non-binding, the school board can't remove a member on its own. Bridget and her husband, Christian Ziegler, have been embroiled in controversy since a woman they had a relationship with accused him of sexual assault. Of course, Christian is the Florida GOP party chair.
And meanwhile, House members are also discussing a bill that would loosen Florida's child labor laws. House Bill 49 would allow 16 and 17-year-olds to work before 6:30 a.m. and after 11. They'd also be allowed to work more than 8 hours before a school day and work over 30 hours a week when school is in session.
SpaceX once again scrubbing the launch of a secret military space plane. They posted on X last night that they were standing down from today's launch from Cape Canaveral. It was originally scheduled to lift off Sunday, but was postponed due to weather.
And country star Luke Combs is responding after a Tampa TV station reported on a woman who was sued for $250,000 for selling homemade tumblers with his likeness through Amazon. Combs says that he does work with a company that goes after large corporations who make millions off of counterfeit t-shirts, and somehow Nicole Harness got swept up in that.
She told me that, you know, she was absolutely shocked by this. I'm so apologetic. Talking to her, it makes me sick, honestly, that this would happen, especially at the holidays. I can't imagine being in her shoes.
Combs says that he plans to send Harness $11,000 to unlock her Amazon account and is putting his own Tumblr up for sale with proceeds to help with Harness's medical bills. It's not clear at this point if Harness is off the hook for the $250,000.
Pretty bizarre there, but I guess, you know, you're going to sell something with a country star's likeness on it. But she did say that she purchased the photos that she was using. So I don't, you know, I'm not sure on the legalese there. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation today, the House debating the resolution to authorize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
You got a politician who does certain things. Those actions then benefit his family financially. And then there's an effort to conceal it and sweep it under the rug.
That's House member Jim Jordan from Ohio, arguing the inquiry is necessary to investigate credible allegations of wrongdoing during Biden's time as vice president.
And investigators in Virginia are trying to determine how a student was able to bring fentanyl-laced gummy bears to his elementary school. The superintendent of the Amherst County School System said that 7 students had reactions after eating the drug-laced candy at Central Elementary yesterday. 5 of the students were taken to the hospital for evaluation.
I think it's my biggest fear as a parent right there.
Yeah.
When my little one's school age and, you know, she just, one of her friends gets gummy bears and they turn out to be fentanyl laced. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, thank you. The Department of Education launching a probe into six colleges over alleged ethnic discrimination on campus. The department says that Stanford, UCLA, Rutgers, UC San Diego, University of Washington, and Whitman College are all under investigation for alleged violations of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI prohibits discrimination based on race or national origin. And along those lines, the House is launching a new email address to report anti-Semitism on college campuses. According to the announcement, students, faculty, or other community members can email report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov to file those reports.
News. I'm Tom Graham. The Biden administration is not weighing in on Hunter Biden's decision to defy a congressional subpoena today. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Standing outside the U.S. Capitol in defiance of a House subpoena for closed-door testimony, Hunter Biden accused Republicans of trying to score political points off his struggle with addiction.
They have tried to dehumanize me.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden was familiar with what his son would say.
Republicans are investigating Hunter Biden's business dealings and alleged wrongdoing by President Biden. The Federal Reserve is sounding optimistic on the inflation front.
As we look ahead to next year, I want to assure the American people that we're fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell speaking this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Adobe is out with fiscal fourth quarter results that slightly topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines, but the Photoshop software maker also put out 2024 profit and revenue forecasts that were slightly below what analysts had been projecting. In response, shares of Adobe are sliding 6.25% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks posted broad and sharp gains after the Fed signaled three interest rate cuts for 2024. The Dow Jones Industrial, the S&P 500 leaped 63, and the NASDAQ Composite rallied 200. Job cuts at Etsy, the online marketplace, is trimming its staff by about 225 employees, or 11% of its workforce. In announcing the layoff, CEO Josh Silverman said the company is operating in a very challenging competitive environment and that gross merchandise sales have stayed basically flat since 2021. Shares of Etsy fell 2.2% today. That's Your Money Now.
This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Through 14 weeks of the season, there's not many teams you can trust in the AFC. The Ravens right now are the AFC's best, and even with five losses, Kansas City will still be a tough outcome playoff time. If Buffalo defeats Dallas on Sunday, I think a lot of people will start to buy back in on the Bills being a contender. Buffalo hasn't deserved your trust this season, but I sense a strong final 4 weeks coming, and I'll sprinkle a few dollars on them to win the AFC at plus 1,000. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for CAG Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Mommy says there's just one Santa Claus. That isn't so, 'cause I see Santa Clauses everywhere I go.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little ways past 4:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've got a lot of congestion building up if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. Also, Pine Forest Road going both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. Expect some issues there. If you are on East Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that has only gotten more backed up since we last covered it. North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Perhaps you're trying to get on I-10 eastbound. That's going to give you some trouble also. The intersection with North Davis Highway and Olive Road as well. Look out for that. Lastly, this is the last big hitter in Pensacola. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got some issues there. As for Santa Rosa County, we did have an accident reported on Dogwood Drive, but the congestion that was being caused there has seemingly died. There is still some issues on Caroline Street, though, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days, a great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a bit of it. Northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. We're currently at 64 degrees, cooling down to 49 overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies. Breezy, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 64. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports, not a whole lot as far as actual game action. A few headlines, though. NBC Sports Boston reporting that Bill Belichick will be leaving the Patriots after the season.
Wow.
And that the team made the decision back in November. Belichick, of course, has led the team to 6 Super Bowl wins, but so far this season they are 3-10.
Mm-hmm.
Any reaction to that?
Well,
feels like it's kind of time.
Well, yeah, no, it is time, because it's clear that at least not in the immediate future is he going to make any progress, and he's already pretty old. But the thing is, I have never seen a guy like Bill Belichick where it's someone so decorated, yet by the time they're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, because obviously he's going to be so doubted. Like, when you compare him to other like Hall of Fame bound head coaches in the NFL today, I'd say Tomlin and John Harbaugh are probably going to make the Hall of Fame eventually. It's like, when you look at them, they're going to be doubted, but they have a fraction of the resume that Bill Belichick does. They had quarterback issues, but and they play in a tougher division. But if you look at them like right now, Tomlin still keeping a winning record in Pittsburgh, John Harbaugh still top in the AFC, once again top in the AFC, and it's like, Belichick's already been told, yeah, he's getting canned after this season's over. Mm. It's just crazy. Now, I've never seen someone so highly regarded, yet they are going to be so controversial when they're inducted into the Hall of Fame later.
Yeah, that's true. Also, NFL news, they'll be adding to its series of international games. Next season, a regular season game will be played in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Mm.
And starting the year after 2025, the international slate of games will go from 4 to as many as 8. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, many team executives believe that eventually every NFL team will play one international game a year. Baseball, the late baseball great Larry Doby would have been 100 years old today, and on his birthday, he's being honored with the Congressional Gold Medal. He was the first black baseball player to compete in the American League in 1947, and he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1998.
Wow.
Health, business, and science news today. Big news regarding Tesla. Nearly all vehicles sold in the U.S. recalled. That's almost 2 million. Over safety concerns with the autopilot feature. An investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration started in 2021 after almost a dozen incidents involving the auto steer feature in the electric vehicles. A software update will give drivers more warnings about paying attention to the road while using the feature. The update will also allow auto steer to disengage if the software determines the driver isn't paying enough attention.
Dude, at that rate, why even have that feature? You know, it defeats the purpose. Oh, hey, we got an auto drive feature, but you have to be attentive at all times. What? Whatever. The Supreme Court will take up a case involving the most widely used abortion pill. A lawsuit challenges the legality of mifepristone. You put phonetic spelling.
Mifepristone.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad you knew how to say it, because I was about to say, you put phonetic spelling there or whatever, and I still couldn't get it. Earlier this year, a federal judge in Texas, who is a Trump nominee, issued an unprecedented ruling that suspended FDA approval.
Also, the VA says nearly half the vets they've screened may have been exposed to toxic substances. A new report shows of the 5 million veterans screened, over 2 million reported at least one possible exposure to a toxic substance during their time in the military. The most common reports were exposures to burn pits and Agent Orange, both of which can cause a variety of cancers. The screenings were launched as part of the PACT Act, a law expanding benefits for veterans who've been exposed to toxic substances.
And hair samples from 3 former U.S. presidents are heading to deep space. The samples from John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and George Washington will be on board a rocket launched by Celestis early next year. The company specializes in sending remains and DNA to outer space, claiming off-world storage preserves the samples for thousands of years without degradation. Celestis says that the DNA of late presidents could help people in the future learn more about U.S. history.
All right. Austin, an area that you are an expert in, the online dating app scene.
It's amazing. I keep being told I'm experts in stuff, and I've never even heard of them.
The era of free dating apps may be over. Pew Research Center says about 35% of Americans who have used a dating website or app have paid to do so at some point. Morgan Stanley says the average paying dating app user spends around $19 a month. That's not too bad. Pew also says that people who met their partner on an app are more likely to have paid for the service.
Yeah.
I never paid for it. Plenty of Fish was my go-to back in the day.
Well, I'm the same way. I believe there's really someone out there for anybody. I mean, I like downloaded Tinder once, and it was just to see like if I knew anybody on there.
Dan, did you?
I think I did see a couple of familiar faces because, you know, it tries to like localize where you are. But other than that, no, I've never even tried to use a dating app.
All right. 4:45, get another check of the roads and weather.
All right, so looking at traffic here, Pine Forest Road, it still has some congestion traveling north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, but it has seemingly lessened some, though not much. As for Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we still have some traffic developing there. The intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road has only worsened since I've last looked at it, so be aware of that. Also, North Davis Highway is heavily backed up if you are traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10. And if you're traveling southbound on North Davis towards the intersection with Olive Road, we've got some issues there as well. The last big dog in Pensacola is if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis, but even further west towards North Palafox Street. That's going to give you some issues as well. As for Santa Rosa County, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, if you're trying to get into downtown Milton that way, expect some issues still.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast this evening.
Cool and breezy weather over the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday. We're keeping low temperatures in the morning in the 40s, high temperatures during the afternoon in the middle 60s, and yes, the breeze. We're going to have northeast winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20 to 25 on both days. No chances for rain, partly cloudy skies. If you are looking for a chance, we do have a small chance late Saturday and a slightly higher chance on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. It's 64 degrees right now, 49 overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies. Taking a look at some pop culture notes, a roast of legendary quarterback Tom Brady is among the headline events for the 2024 Netflix Is a Joke Fest in L.A. The streaming giant announced the lineup for the 11-day event that will be held May 2nd through the 12th, and it features more than 300 live shows taking place at over 35 venues in the city.
Wow.
Comedian Jeff Ross will host the greatest roast of all time at the Kia Forum that'll feature famous friends and frenemies taking aim at Brady. Wonder if Giselle will be there.
No, she won't. If she did, though, I think, first of all, that would be a big head-turner, but I think it would also show, like, oh, okay, that's good. Like, her and Tom have, you know, things are still civil and all that, but I don't know if they are in a position to, yeah, make light of anything. Wonka, starring Timothée Chalamet, is looking at a $35 million debut. Variety reports that the Warner Brothers-produced film had a $125 million budget and is hoping to lure in family audiences over the holiday season.
I have not been in a theater since Oppenheimer.
Same here.
I'm not sure if this is going to be the one, although I'm intrigued by Wonka. I love the Gene Wilder one. A huge fan of the Johnny Depp version.
That one was more polarizing.
I think this one's gonna not quite be as weird and crazy as the Johnny Depp one was. Also a prequel, so you know you get to see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I may go check that out. Also, let's see, we did the Civil War one or no?
We did not.
A24 Films releasing the first trailer for its upcoming action film, Civil War. It's set in the near future and centers around the U.S. as it goes through a civil war. The trailer shows airstrikes being used against civilians and journalists being shot on site in Washington, D.C. It'll hit theaters on April 26th.
It's sad that people look at a plot like that and they're like, you know, that could happen. Like, that's really telling. Actor Andre Brager, I don't know how you say it. But I am familiar with him, though. He has died at the age of 61. If you did not know who he was by me butchering his name, he's well known for his role as Captain Holt on the comedy series Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He passed on Monday after a brief illness. His two best-known roles were as police officers, and he earned an Emmy for his work as Detective Frank Pimbleton in the 1990 series Homicide: Life on the Street.
Wacky stories. I actually have some expertise in this area here.
Okay.
A new study found you're more likely to say you never wear makeup than you wear it every day. Only 19% of women wear makeup daily now, while 26% say they never do. Another 19% said a few times a week. Most popular response was a few times a month with 21%. Okay. So over the weekend, I had we had our church Christmas program.
All right.
And I played the role of a grandpa. So okay. I had to have aging makeup on. All right. And the entire ordeal took about an hour to get the makeup on.
Golly.
And I had to, you know, color the hair and everything like that. So I can speak from experience here that, you know, women wearing makeup daily is just super time-consuming and annoying, and
very
I very understand
process.
Why that would be the case there. 4:50, we'll take a quick break. More wacky stories and good news, of course, to finish up our number one of Pensacola right now.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 4:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, If you look at, or if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some issues building up there, as we have so far this hour. Also, we got an accident report located just a little bit more south on Mobile Highway, but that is not appearing to cause much congestion at this time. However, we will keep an eye on it. Also, the intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road has still been heavily congested at this moment. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound, just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, expect some issues there. And Brent Lane, we were dealing with a lot of congestion traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and even further westbound towards North Palafox Street. While the congestion is still there, it has seemingly died down considerably. Lastly, looking over at Santa Rosa County, we've got a lot of issues still if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days, a great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a bit of it. Northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. It's currently 64 degrees, getting down to 49 overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies. More clouds, partly sunny, and breezy for Thursday with a high of 64. All right, so a couple more wacky stories. Austin, people love it when people go all out for Christmas and cover their house in lights.
Yeah.
They just may not want to live next to you if you do. A couple in New York State named Tim and Grace Gay have been putting up extravagant light displays since 2012. That year was only 346,000 lights.
Oh, come on.
This year, they've upped it to 720,000 lights.
Okay.
And they use it as a fundraiser for local charities. They've raised almost $700,000 over the years, but now they're dealing with a growing distaste among their neighbors who are sick of it. The lights are very bright. They've got strobe lights, all sorts of stuff out there, endless lines of cars, and they blast music through big speakers. A guy even, his name is Edward Cash, compared it to running a Legoland out of your property for 40 days a year. He actually went as far as to run for a seat on the town board last year just to try to get the city to rein in the display. He lost with 15% of the vote, thankfully.
Yeah, he's just a Grinch, ain't he, Joe?
Yeah.
Boston's mayor is apparently not dreaming of a white Christmas. Michelle Wu is under fire after an invite for her holiday party mistakenly got sent out to all members of the Boston City Council. The party invite is for electeds of color. Boston City Council is made up of 6 minority members and 7 white members, and they were not invited. About 15 minutes later, the mayor's aide that sent the invite followed it up by saying, "I did send that to everyone by accident, and I apologize if my email may have offended or come across as so." That's nice.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's awkward is what it is.
Yeah. The realization, the heart sinking that aide would have felt in that 15 minutes,
yeah,
when she realized that she had sent it to all the council members and all of the white people who were not supposed to get that that party invite. Looking at some good news, Austin, I'll ask you this.
Okay.
What's the one thing that gives you the most amount of nostalgia during the holiday season? The number one response was spending time with loved ones, also decorating the Christmas tree a close second, followed by seeing holiday lights, not the people in New York for some people. and then there's music and holiday movies. So is there one thing that gives you more nostalgia than anything else?
Spending time with loved ones doesn't really get me very nostalgic, I'd say.
Well, because, yeah, you are a lone wolf.
Well,
yeah.
Not that.
In your wolf pack.
It's actually the opposite. I spend time with family a pretty decent amount.
All
so
right.
It's like that doesn't really stand out to me. Holiday music does, because I remember, as I said, hearing songs like in my mom's van or something when I was young, you know, things like that. Decorating the Christmas tree, like helping like my grandmother with hers, like we would do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would probably add to it as well.
Yeah, for me, definitely the movies is what gets me there. My wife, I learned This week, actually, hers is decorating the Christmas tree. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Back with another full rundown right after our Channel 3 news update at 5. See you in about 12 minutes on Pensacola right now.